Tallahassee father Adil Atari says he's worried about his kids. He recently comforted his 7-year-old daughter after she was one of 2 classmates not to vote for Trump in a mock election. His son Omar seems almost numb about the comments he gets at school because of the family's Muslim religion.
It's being conscious of an environment that is potentially hostile, and I was not aware of it.
Atari says he feels scared, something he's never felt before in 20 years living in the U.S. He says his family no longer feels safe in their community or in their country. Just last month, bomb threats were called into Jewish community centers in Miami-Dade, Orlando, and Jacksonville. Someone scrawled racist graffiti on a bathroom wall at a high school in Seminole County, which also referenced Trump. The Southern Poverty Law Center says more than a third of incidents it tracked right after the election directly referenced Trump. Of those, most were attacks against women. There's a big difference between a hate incident and a hate crime. A hate crime is when someone violates the law and selects the victim based on a bias towards them, like race, ethnicity, or disability. And federal reports say, as of 2012, there's an uptick in victims saying they were attacked for their religion, ethnicity, or gender.
If you look at the 4 people that organized this event, they're 4 women, 4 feminists. I'm not going to say that they're lesbians. There's no problem with that.
Jacksonville resident Trump supporter Gary Snow showed up in Tallahassee last month to protest an anti-Trump rally before the state electors voted. He says the liberal women who supported Hillary Clinton are the ones attacking people.
I've seen this same thing over and over again, this anti-man, this anti, especially a white man.
Mark Podock with the Southern Poverty Law Center pushes back on assertions by conservatives who say they doubt that the hate incidents are true or a result of Trump's rhetoric.
The fact that the numbers were enormous on the day after the election and dropped by about 5% for each of the succeeding 10 days or so shows that that's not so. This is not just some random spike. This was clearly related to the election.
But tracking hate crimes is tricky and badly flawed. Many times, victims don't report them to police. State law enforcement agencies report hate crimes to the FBI, but the agencies report inconsistently. Local police departments, like the Tallahassee Police Department, say they categorize crimes like a vandal spray painting KKK on another person's property as criminal mischief. Potok says the FBI's data is worthless, but the Bureau of Justice Statistics numbers from 2012 show there's likely hundreds of thousands of violent and property hate crimes occurring every year. For WFSU News, I'm Sarah Mueller.